You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
14-5 for Mönchengladbach. It's 3-1 for the draw. Man City are 17-20. In terms of City, they can draw this, and then depending on what happens in the Barcelona-Celtic game, they can already be through, providing Celtic don't go and beat Barcelona. I think it's is the way it works. What do you make of it, Dave?
I think that City will win this game, and they'll put distance between themselves and Borussia Mönchengladbach, and they'll still finish second, I think, in the group behind Barcelona here. That was a huge win for Manchester City against Barcelona. We watched that game and they were good, a very good Manchester City. And it does put them in an excellent position to qualify for the last 16. And they do come into this game with a little bit of momentum as well, Manchester City, having beaten Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park on Saturday by 2-1. And it saw the return of Yaya Toure, who everyone had forgotten about. I forgot he was at Manchester City. But that standoff with Pep Guardiola has seemingly come to an end at the moment. His triumphant return will have boosted Manchester City. He's not in the Champions League squad, though, so they will have to rely on some of their other stars. But that spat that Guardiola had with Torre's agent, Dimitri Seluk, has gone away for the time being. And even though Guardiola sold Yaya Toure when he was at Barcelona, he will know that in Manchester City's title-winning campaigns, Toure has been a talisman for Manchester City, so he will want to keep him on side. But he said that the Ivorian needed to lose weight, which Toure took exception to, and work harder without the ball. I watched Saturday's game, or some of it, and he's never going to work harder without the ball, Yaya Toure. He just won't do it.
No.
But if he's scoring twice and winning the match effectively, I think Guardiola will, in the long run, be happy. Man City's issue, I think, is with their away form in the Champions League. They haven't won in the last four Champions League away games, and in the competition proper, they haven't kept a clean sheet in their last nine away in this competition either. Conceded 3 at Celtic and 4 at Barcelona, so they're not exactly watertight, Manchester City. Borussia Mönchengladbach's problem is they come into this with no momentum. Lost against Hertha Berlin. They had that derby game against Cologne at the weekend and were beaten 2-1 in that match as well. I think they know they're booked for either third or fourth spot, depending what Celtic do in their remaining two fixtures. They're probably going to get into the Europa League, Borussia Mönchengladbach, and with Manchester City and Barcelona in this group, that's probably what they would have expected anyway. If you're looking for goal scorers, I think City, by the way, I think City are a good bet at 17-20 to win the game. That's a good price.
Yeah.
As far as goal scorers are concerned, Sergio Aguero is 17-20 to score any time. He's actually scored 4 goals in his last 2 appearances against Mönchengladbach and scored a hat-trick in the reverse fixture. And a Borussia Mönchengladbach goal scorer that could be worth a look is Lars Stindl. He's 5-2 to score any time. He's been involved in 8 of his team's 12 goals this season, scoring 5 of them, assisting 3 times. So he is their number one, really, Lars Stindl, as far as the team as a whole is concerned, their captain. So I'd maybe take a punt on Lars Stindl at 5-2 to score any time, but I think City are a standout bet here at 17-20 to win the match.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.